Welcome. We're going to do a clearing today, May the 4th, Friday, May the 4th. We're going to be doing a group clearing around measuring our value on what we accomplish. And I'm just going to start right into this. Even though I like to be busy and I think it means a lot, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know what my value is if I'm not doing 1,000 things, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I don't have the right to not do anything in particular important, I deeply love and accept myself. I must be doing something important. I must be doing something important. If I don't do something important, then I'm not important. My life doesn't have any meaning. I always have to have my days filled with doing things. Doing things, doing things, doing things, doing important things. I need to be important. If I'm not important, I'm not worth anything. If I'm not important, I'm not worth anything. Busy, 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 busy. Busy, 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 busy. Not being busy is really scary. Not being busy is really scary. It's not even about the money. It's about not being important. It's being about not being important. Why am I saying that so often? Why do I care about being important? Why does it matter? Why does it matter so much to me that I am important? Why does it matter so much to me that I do too much do-do, too much do-do in the day, do-do-do, too much do-do. All right, so that's the first round.
I like the doing to the do-do.
It kind of appealed to my funny bone once. It wasn't at all predictable. Anything come up, or shall I just do another round?
I don't know if it makes a difference. Part of what I hear as part of my inner dialogue is that I need to justify my existence by accomplishment.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Yeah. I feel like there is another round here. Justify existence by accomplishment. Yeah. Anything else there?
I mean, underneath that is that I'm just not enough. I'm not worthy just by virtue of my presence.
Right. Yeah, that's a real common one. Okay. And so we're going to do that one. Let me see. So here we go. Even though I feel like I have to justify my existence to be okay, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I have to justify my existence to be worthy, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I have to justify my life to be worthy, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm not enough. I never was enough. I never was enough for my parents. I always had to be more. I'm not enough. I'm not enough, enough, enough. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not doing enough. If I don't do, there's nothing to justify my existence. My existence isn't justified. Why the hell am I on this earth? Why am I on this earth if it's not to do, do, do? Why am I on this earth? Why am I on this earth? It's not enough just to be. I need to do. It's not enough to be. It's not enough to be. I'm not enough. I'm never going to be enough. However much I study, however much I do, however much I be, I'm not enough. Oh, what a litany. I'm getting so tired of this. I'm not enough. I mean, it's bloody boring. It's driving my life. It really is driving my life. It's driving my life to do. Do all the time. Do mindless things. And do other things, which are good, but I don't want to be driven that way. I don't want to be driven by not enough. What would it be like if I was driven by love? What would it be like if I wasn't driven by not enough? What would it be like to be enough? Why am I so enough? Why am I so enough? Why am I more than enough? Why am I happy just to be? Not a busy bee, but a bee bee. A bee being, being, dropping into my being. Knowing that my doing comes from my being, my essential being, the being that will always be. What if not doing in the habitual manner lets me drop into my deep being? What if my deepest being knows exactly what to do? If I would only listen. If I would only listen, if I would only listen to my deep, deep, deep being, just being who it is. Not panic, just be. And out of that, do. Oh, that sounds so bloody easy, but it's not. That sounds so bloody easy, but it's not. And yet it is. And yet it is. And yet it is. All right. So, yeah.
That felt like it went deeper.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more tranced out from doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel a little bit released.
Okay, good.
A little and less bound up.
Less wound up. And so let's just look at the wound up part. If there's any more of the wound up part, what would that be? What's in there right now for you still?
Well, the little thing that I can't seem to unravel is that I get a lot of pleasure out of accomplishing things.
Yeah.
Even if it's just kind of like, you know, the stupid things on the list that, you know, don't actually mean that much, but even from that I obviously get more pleasure from the big accomplishments, like the new edges.
Yeah.
So when somebody asks me, well, you know, if you're going to try to, let's say, focus on pleasure a little bit more, it's hard to think of other things because that pleasure is seemingly quite deep. in the accomplishment.
Right. I know what you mean.
It's like the only pleasure to be had that's not accomplishment is only in the wake of the accomplishment.
Okay. So let's explore this a little bit. Is it just that certain things that people think are fun are not fun for you? Or is there, like, just to find out what the edges of this are, is there anything that's fun and pleasurable for you that you can just think of that doesn't actually kind of fall into the to-do of the or the accomplishment?
Walking outside in the woods or in a park or something like that?
Yeah, okay. And I, that gives you pleasure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And are you likely to do that very often for yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Great. You know what? I often do it as a reward for a week well worked.
Okay.
You know, and then it's actually not so bad. Like, I can take pleasure in it, like on a weekend. I can
right.
even take a little bit of pleasure in it during the week, but it feels like time stolen away a little bit.
Okay. So maybe time thrown away. Okay. So anything else in that category?
That you mean gives me pleasure?
Yeah, but where you feel it's sort of a guilty pleasure, in a sense, unless it's done as a reward.
I love watching movies.
Okay, yeah. So we're getting a bit of a list here.
Now I'm having, pardon me?
Okay, so you love watching movies, which aren't seen as a big accomplishment, but they're something that give you pleasure. And what? Anything else? Just let's get a list here.
I love reading.
Okay. Right. So if there's one more, we'll just dig for one more little pleasure. Anything to do with water? Do you like to swim? Do you like to take baths? Do you like to...
I do. All of those things.
Oh, okay. So
it's just that I don't speak about it, I think, because the swimming seems so far removed, right, from everyday life.
Okay. And do you do it occasionally or as a reward or...?
Sort of as a summer holiday thing.
Summer holiday, okay. Okay, good. So we'll do this list. We won't do the list, but we'll work around the thing of pleasure. Now, if you were to put a category of like 1 to 10 on the feeling that you can't have, that the only pleasure is an accomplishment. The only real pleasure without guilt is an accomplishment. What would the level be?
Oh, that's like 10.
10?
Yeah.
Like in the sense that it's only pleasure if it's an accomplishment or a reward for an accomplishment. Otherwise,
well,
it's guilty.
When you ask me like that, mm-hmm. it feels yeah. very strong.
Okay, so that's good. Great. So, it's not good for you, but...
Yes, I'm clear.
At least we know where the belief system is. Okay, so I'm going to do some more tapping on that, and we'll see what comes up with that, and then we'll put it into the healing codes, okay?
Okay.
So, but first of all, we'll see more on this. Even though I don't think I have the right to pleasure outside rewards for accomplishment, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel I don't really have the right to rewards, even though I don't feel I have the right the pleasure. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't feel I have the daily right to pleasure, I deeply love and accept myself. Pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure without it being a reward. Simple pleasure. Why, that's the devil's play. That's the devil's play, pleasure. Good girls only have pleasure as a result of accomplishment. Good girls aren't allowed to have pleasure outside work and reward. Pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. I just want pleasure. Girls just want to have fun. I just want to have pleasure. I want to have pleasure without guilt. Why not pleasure? Why not kick out all those old religious precepts? Why not kick out old religion? Bring in a new one. Bring in new spirituality. Spirituality of pleasure, of the body's enjoyment, of the mind's enjoyment. I really could do with some pleasure in my life. Wow. If I could just have those moments of pleasure in between accomplishment, how precious that would be. Right now, I only have to take baby steps at pleasure. Baby steps. Baby steps at being. Baby steps at savoring the moment. Baby steps that allow me to do things that are just pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Fun and pleasure. Pleasing myself. Pleasing myself in my work and my play. Knowing that work and play are part of the same thing. It's not like I should only play or only work. It's like both of them balancing each other. And sometimes the balance will be more in one direction. And with both work and play and exercise and swimming and movies and reading and all the different levels, I'm just having pleasure. Pleasure with accomplishment. Pleasure with non-accomplishment. You see, the art of non-accomplishment is very important. The art of non-accomplishment. I could write a book on that. I'd have to study and work hard to figure that one out. the pleasure of non-accomplishment. Why do I keep thinking of Winnie the Pooh? Just the pleasure of being a bear. The pleasure of having honey. And singing the little song. I like being myself. I like having the pleasures that I like, not that others like. I like having pleasure both in accomplishment and non-accomplishment. Okay. So how's it feeling now?
You know, I mean, certainly some things came up in terms of like, oh yeah, why is it that I think that around pleasure, or what is it that I think around accomplishment?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what I was also thinking is that I really need to take a good look at all of our sort of Calvinist beliefs about not just about work and value, but
yes,
how that's so tied to feelings of deep unworthiness if you're not accomplishing.
Yeah.
Like that is even deeper than the pleasure thing in okay. some way. Or more core kind of energetic, let's say. Yeah.
Great. So it sounds like it hasn't really come down. It's just that you've kind of got more of a realization of what's really bothering you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And I don't know if it can go up from a 10, but does it feel like it's going up? Because sometimes when you're working these issues, when you get deeper, it becomes feeling almost more intense. Does it feel even more intense now?
Well, I would say that the anxiety in my body is a little bit stronger right now than it was after that second go at EFT.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll do the healing codes and we'll see if we can get that down. And if not, what I'm going to probably tell you is to work at it over a few days, in the sense
yeah.
of you know the techniques. So
yeah.
we'll just do that now. So, and is there would there be any, and this is so good for other people who might listen to the call later, is there any saying, and I would ask people who listen later to think about it, is there any saying in your past, like childhood thing, where you heard somebody say something which made you feel really unworthy if you weren't accomplishing? And you don't need to tell me or tell us, Michaela. You can if you want, but just if something comes up, just note it.
Yeah, it's not so much that there's a saying there, but there's a really clear feeling.
Okay.
That the only way that I ever got attention
okay.
was for doing lots of things.
Right. So you wouldn't get attention just, you know, for being yourself. It was what you
no.
did and
yeah.
accomplished. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and if you can go back to the earliest time that you actually felt this, and just even look, picture in your mind, if anything comes up, that's also, you don't have to have that, but it's also good just to, if you do have it, and you do have that recall, just to have it in the field, because that is something that we will clear.
Right.
So anything else you'd like to say, or I'm going to do the actual clearing?
No, I don't think there's anything else right now.
Wonderful. So I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to feeling unworthy unless I was accomplishing something, that this all be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And we're going to take the hands and focus the energy in between the eyebrows. And then you can also be thinking, you can either be relaxing into it, or if there's some truth-focused statement of how you want to feel, or how you can feel when you've released that, feeling of being unworthy unless you accomplish something. So it could be, I am deeply happy being. I feel deeply worthy, or I feel worthy. I feel worthy without doing. Okay, we're going to go to the throat and focus the energy there. And then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the temple. And then in between the brow. And then to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the temple. Great. You can put your head on top of your hands on top of your head. On the crown. And then just drop it down. Has that come down at all in terms of the feeling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has? Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where would it be right now?
Like maybe a 4.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would think, let me just check this, but if you do this 2 or 3 more times, you may be able to get it down to 0.
Right.
Or there may be other stuff that you start to unpack as you do it.
Right.
And just be attentive to whatever memories, and if a memory comes up, just put it in the pot. And you can, you know how to use EFT, you can do a little bit of that as well, just to maybe bring out the issues more for yourself until you get it down to 0.
Yeah.
Which is great. Now, I'm going to end the recording for today, but if you can just stay on the line for a moment after, that would be great, okay?
Okay, yeah.